Well, Dean, not for the first time this season, you've had a bit of a sickness to absorb.
Yeah, it certainly was. Last-minute goal. I mean, listen, the last two games at Villa Park, we scored like two last-minute goals ourselves and won the game, so we know what the feeling's like at the other side of it. But it was a performance that didn't deserve the result. You know, they've got four quality players, front players, who I spoke about before the game, who've, you know, got pace, power, trickery, quality. And, you know, to restrict them in for 90 minutes is going to be tough. So they were going to get opportunities, and Pepe has made some good saves when he was needed. But we started the game so well on the front foot. Scored a deserved goal, be it an own goal. Garzy's done brilliant, turned the lad and ran him down the side and put a great ball in, and Samatta's going to head it in, but they turn it in their own net. And then we've had two or three really good chances where, you know, we probably could have put the game to bed, and we didn't take them. And you know, their centre half scores a goal on the half turn and the half volley that he'll probably never score again, you know. So, you know, we didn't feel sorry for ourselves. We kept going. We played some good football. And then we've had the debacle of the VAR for the penalty. But we never let it get to us. Second half, we, you know, I thought we had a go at them. I thought they finished the game better than we did the last 10 minutes. You know, we looked like we tired a little bit, but we showed so much personality in the game today and didn't deserve that mistake at the end.
Mm-hmm. Were you wary when you were having those chances in the first half that they might come back and haunt you?
You don't really think about it. You're just thinking, go on, go and create some more. As I said, I said to the players before, I want you to go out and play with personality today, and I thought they did that.
Mm-hmm. Bjorn Engels obviously had an up and down day, to say the least.
Yeah, he scored his first goal, you know, and then made the mistake, you know, at the death. So, you know, I'm gutted for him because it's a result that we didn't deserve. And I thought, overall, you know, he'd played well. I mean, they gave a penalty against him that I just don't understand, and we've got a system in place, VAR, where we've got 42,000 people in the stadium, four officials, our bench, their bench, and nobody thinks it's a penalty. And for 2 minutes, somebody in a sterile environment is looking for the penalty and gives one. And, you know, the criteria I was told at the start of the season was clear and obvious. If you're looking at that for 2 minutes, it's not clear and obvious. So, a dreadful decision. They'll probably say it was right because there was contact before and put their stats up to 98% as they normally do. But, no, not for me.
Did it affect you, that decision?
It was right at the end of the first half, you know, so, yeah, probably for a couple of minutes, but we got through to half-time, and then I thought we started the second half well as well. You know, they've probably had better chances than we did in the second half, but our quality in the final third probably just wasn't quite there in the end.
And just finally for me, you've had opportunities against, inverted commas, big size, Liverpool, Arsenal, and today, just not been able to convert those chances into 3 points.
Yeah, VAR's done us twice as well, hasn't it? Arsenal away and then today. You know, unfortunately, things go against you sometimes, but, you know, people keep throwing up the stat that you've only beat teams in the bottom half. Well, that's because we're probably at a level of the teams in the bottom half. It's not rocket science, is it, to work that out? And the teams who are in the top half are usually the better teams. So we'll keep plugging away, and we can take a great lot of a lot of heart from that performance today because we showed some good personality.
Football can be a very, very cruel game at times, though, can't it?
Yeah, it can. As I say, well, we've been on the other side of it. We've won two games at Villa Park in the last minute. But we certainly didn't deserve that loss today.
Interesting what you say about VAR, about people looking at an incident in a sterile environment, away from the game itself, and therefore perhaps looking at it in a completely different way.
Well, I just said to Martin at half-time, I said, you know, listen, I'm not blaming you. I think you've got the decision right. But go and be the first referee and walk over to the monitor and have a look. You know, if Martin walks over to the monitor, he goes, no, I'm happy with that. And we have a goalkeeper. I don't think there's anybody who I've met so far who thought that was a penalty at the time. You know, you can go and look at it 10, 11, 12 times and find some contact and then give the penalty. But, you know, not for me.
So next season, when they review VAR, what's the one thing you'd like to come out of that review? Would it be the referee on the pitch perhaps having the final say?
Well, I'd like the referee on the pitch to have the authority rather than go up and re-referee it. They've overturned a decision today that wasn't, you know, clear and obvious. That's the wording they use. they've overturned one that wasn't clear and obvious today. So, you know, and we've waited 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes for that. I think that it was. That's what it felt like. It would have took Martin 30 seconds to jog over to the monitor and go, no, I'm happy with that, and go on. But, you know, we want to do things a little bit differently here.
Pick yourself up, dust yourself down, carry on.
No, that's all you can do. You know, it's kicking the teeth, especially conceding when we did and how we did with such a big mistake. But as I say, I can't knock the players. The break done us good. I felt that the training week has been superb. And sometimes you come up against quality players like Tottenham have got in their front four.